In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was with him in the beginning. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And the Word became flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full. I said he was full, y'all. Full of grace and full of truth. Amen. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to the book of Psalms, chapter 19, the first division or book of Psalms, the chapter is 19. There's one particular verse for your thoughtful consideration, and that verse is number 14. Psalms 19, verse number 14. I want to thank Brother Rutledge for an excellent job leading the hymns. That brother sings with a lot of joy. And the Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness, not sadness. I want to thank Brother Sperling for the excellent invocation, calling us to attentiveness. He does an outstanding job. I want to thank Brother Ronald Taylor for the excellent reading of the Word of God. Read it with meaning and power. I want to thank my brother, Brother Jerry Harris, for a beautiful prayer, a thoughtful prayer. The Lord said men should always pray, not become discouraged. In fact, prayer will keep you from becoming discouraged. If you have that text, say amen. Amen. Going to ask you to read this verse after me. Then we'll announce the subject from which to preach this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Can we read it once again from the Word of God? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I want to thank the people of God for reading the Word of God in the house. God, I want you to announce this subject with me this morning. I hope it will bless you. And that is, Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Come on, y'all. Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. This is a sermon this morning about the help we need from the Lord to help us with our mouths. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Because a lot of times we say things we should not say. Somebody put it this way, keep your words soft and sweet. Because you never know which one of them you may have to eat. Is that all right? And so I need help with my mouth. I want to welcome Carter as well as her beautiful mother, Benay. They placed their membership with this church on last week. And we are just delighted. If I could use two big words to describe my state, I would say I'm elephant and hippopotamus happy that they are part of our fellowship this morning. Amen. One of the great issues in life is the issue of control. We all need control. Psychologists tell us that we all have what is called an inner locus of control, that we feel more adjusted when we feel like we do have some semblance of control in our lives, and feelings of despair, even hopelessness, emerge when we feel like we're losing our grip, we feel like we're losing control. Brother Ron read, one of the easiest ways to get out of control is with our tongues or our mouths. James makes it clear that everybody makes mistakes. You may be on a fat-free diet and a sugar-free diet, but you can't live a mistake-free life. Amen? And so when we make mistakes, one of the more important things to do is to correct it and not to prolong it. Amen? And so we need God's help with our thoughts, because there's a connection between what I think and what I say. Because out of the abundance of the heart doth the mouth speak. And the Bible does say that we must give an account of every idle word that we speak in this life. Amen. And so we need God's help, so that when we speak, we will speak in an effective way. There's a connection between James 3 and Psalms 19:14. David recognized the need for God's help. And that's why he prayed a prayer, "Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation," that's the thoughts, "of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, you are the strength of my life. Oh Lord, you are the light of my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? Oh Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." You can't live in this life without the Lord helping you. Even if you don't even acknowledge God's help, did you know God helps you every day? Because the text says in Acts 17:28, "In him we live, we move, and we have our being." Did you know you can't even get up out of your chair without the Lord's help? Did you know you can't get out of your bed without the Lord's help? Amen. The Lord is my helper and my strength. And if anybody can help me with my mind, because the one who made the mind can help the mind. One who made the mouth. Aren't you glad he gave you two eyes and two ears and one mouth? Oh, what a problem would be if I had two mouths. Oh, help me here. Well, I have trouble sometimes controlling this one. Praise God. Is that all right? God called Moses and told him, after a supernatural encounter, he told Moses, "I want you to go to Egypt to deliver my people." And you know, sometimes when God calls us to do something, we really don't want to do it. We come up with a whole lot of excuses. Is that all right? And Moses, one of his excuses was, I'm not eloquent. I'm of a slow tongue, he said, Brother White, and I'm slow of speech. And God said to him, who made your mouth? Is that all right? But God not only made Moses' mouth, he made every mouth in here today. If anybody can help my speech, Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Amen. So if anybody can help me, there's a connection between Psalms 19:14 and Ron read, well, the tongue no man can tame. You think you can tame your own tongue? Help me, Lord. I don't need to say that. Three things I want you to see. Number one, I want you to see what man can do and has done. The second thing is what man can't do. And number three, Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Now, man is mighty, but God is almighty. Man is wise, but God is all wise. And man has done some astounding things. Man has erected skyscrapers that reach up and kiss the sky. Man has made bridges that span the ocean. Man has made airplanes that climb into the sky on steel wings. They swoop across continents and seas, placing time in chains. Man has made wonder drugs that extends our lives and ease our discomforts. Man has done a lot of astounding things. Man has made the iPad, the iPhone, amen, the cell phone. Man has done a lot of amazing things. And this text in James say, man can control large horses, putting a bit in their mouth, making them obey us. Man can, he's developed a small rudder which pilots and control boats and ships. Yes, sir. And even though a ship is driven by a fierce wind, the pilot can control the ship by the means of the rudder. Man has tamed wild beasts. Just yesterday, a tragedy occurred in Cincinnati, in a Cincinnati zoo, where a little child about 4 years old fell into an enclosure with a 17-year-old gorilla. Well, the zookeepers had to make a decision, and they decided they had to kill the gorilla in order to save the child's life, because a child is more important than a gorilla. I wish somebody knew what I was talking about. Is that all right? Man has tamed wild beasts. He's tamed things in the sea. He's tamed serpents. He's done a lot of things. James Brown, the late James Brown, talked about this is a man's world. That y'all, I said this is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Man made the cars to carry us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to keep us out of the dark. Man loves little bitty baby boy and baby girl. He makes some toys to keep them happy. And man even made money that he can buy things from other men. This is a man's world. But I tell you, it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. I remember a preacher said, if all the sisters left the church, my last sermon would be Farewell, Brothers. Is that all right? Oh, because you just can't make it. Well, that's some good sisters helping the church. Is that all right? We give a shout out to all the good sisters. We ain't mad at the brothers either. Thank God for the brothers, too. Amen. And so there are some things that man can do. But then there are some things. Y'all still got your Bibles open? Let's run back to James. There are some things that no man can do. And he says in James, Ron read it so beautifully. He said in James that the tongue is something that no man can tame. Is that right? And then he talked about out of all the great things man can do, but we all need help when it comes down to our tongues. In verse 5, he said, the tongue is a little member, but it boasteth great things. One of the smallest members of the body. But look how the tongue brag. You ever seen folk that brag all the time? Kind of get on your nerve, don't it? Kind of make you sick. Always talking about what they got and what they gonna do. The tongue. They need some help with their tongues. Is that right? Then he said, behold how great a matter a little fire kindled. That is, a forest can be set ablaze by a small spark. Did you know one little word can cause a major eruption? I'm telling you that lies have been detonated by the tongue. Out of the tongue come verbal gasoline. Did y'all hear what I said? And they pour verbal gasoline and verbal kerosene on situations and they become volatile and flammable. Is that all right? The tongue has caused friendships to go the way of all the earth. You ever fell out with somebody because they didn't talk to you right? They didn't say the right thing to you. And you're no longer friends now. Because you keep playing the tape, you keep playing the record of what they did to you. Careers have been lost. Loose lips sink ships. Careers have been blown up because people said the wrong thing. Marriages have been blown asunder because somebody didn't know how to talk to somebody. Listen to what Job's wife said to him. You ought to curse God and die. She needed some help with her mouth. She shouldn't have said that. Man already down. Already sick, broke. And the one that's supposed to have your back tell you to curse God. Congregations have been blown up because folks didn't know how to talk to one another. Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Amen. You can't say everything come to your mouth. I mean to your mind, excuse me. Amen. Just cause you think it don't mean you ought to say it. Is that all right? And then the tongue can destroy careers. Oh, yes, it can. A little match can burn down a whole block of businesses. Is that right? Look at verse 6. The tongue is a fire. The tongue can set it off. Amen. A world of lawlessness. Iniquity means lawlessness. So is the tongue among our members that it defile. In other words, your tongue can mess up. When it says defiles the whole body, the tongue can mess up your entire life. It can mess up your entire life. It set on fire the course of nature. That means it sets on fire a forest. A person smoking a cigarette may just flick the cigarette out of the window into dry brush, and it destroys. Haven't you seen about those wildfires in California? How they consume everything in their sights. Yes, the same thing is true about the tongue. Amen. Amen. Every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed to mankind. But the tongue, no man can tame. It is an unruly, that is uncontrollable. And some people can say some of the vilest things. You ever been cussed out? Or should I ask, have you ever cussed anybody out? Jim just being, he's both ways. Jim said, I done got it and I done delivered it. Praise God. Come on, y'all. Amen. And some Christians can do some showing up nasty cussing. I didn't say curse. I said cussing. Difference between cursing and cussing. Praise God. Is that all right? Then he said, watch this. The tongue that no man can tame. And look at these inconsistencies. He said, out of the same mouth, we bless God. We sing on Sunday. Oh, how I love Jesus. And 2 hours later, somebody crosses. You low down so-and-so you. Is that all right? We bless God. Then we curse a man or a person made in the image and the likeness of God. Look at verse 10. Out of the same mouth, amen. Some Christians are Saturday night live and Sunday morning dead. Hello. Oh, can party all night on Saturday. Join the OJs, living for the weekend. Look out now. Oh, become Sunday morning. I can't hardly make it, Jesus. Well. Is that all right? All right? Oh, yeah. He said, out of the same mouth, comes blessings and curses. Amen. It's all not to be. Amen. And since you got saved, you ought to at least cut out on your cussing. Come on, y'all. Amen. Amen. You ought not be cussing like you was cussing before you got saved. You got to say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I don't need to keep saying that. I don't need to keep doing that. Lord, help me. Is that all right? About verse 10, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Then he really illustrates. I told you last week, James was real practical. Look at verse 11. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place, sweet water and bitter. These are inconsistencies. These are contradictions. Look at verse 12. Can the fig tree? Do you find olives on fig trees? You don't find olives. You don't find figs on grapevines. Look at the next part of the passage. He says, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs. You don't find figs on a grapevine. Figs grow on a fig tree. Is that all right? So out of your mouth shouldn't be these inconsistencies. Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Then he said, so can no fountain yield both salt water. Bless you, little man. It can't yield both salt water and fresh water. Out of the mouth comes blasphemy. Did you know one of the greatest sins we can commit against God is a sin done with the mouth? Blaspheming against the Holy Spirit is a tongue, is a matter of the tongue. Amen. Words are powerful. Amen. Amen. Words can start wars. We can lose or gain a lot based upon words. Amen. And then finally this morning, so there are some things I can't do. I need God's help to do it. So here's my final thought this morning, and that is, Lord, say this, Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Amen. Let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are the strength of my life. Amen. So, church, when God created the world, He created order and structure. Yes, He did. He not only said, let there be light. He said, let there be order and structure. God is not the author of confusion. We're seeing more confusion now. I mean, people are just out and out, straight up confused. But God brings clarity. God brings clearness. God brings understanding. Out of His mouth comes wisdom, understanding, and truth. So God, help me. Help me, Lord, with my tongue. Help me, Lord, to not say things. Been times in my life, and I think all of us could relate, when I was down. Ever been down? Ever been struggling? And somebody came along, sent by the Lord, said just the words you needed to hear. Been times in your life you were spinning, like the song go, I'm spinning around till I drop. Amen. You ever feel like this song? There you go, bro. White, you got me going in. I knew y'all knew it. You ever been there? Feel like you're going in circles? Somebody came along and said just what you needed to hear at the right time. And that was when somebody opened their mouth. And then there have been times that people have said stuff to you, hurt you so badly, took you a while. They said some words to you and caused you to look at them in a totally different way. Every time you see them, that's all you think about is what they said to you. Amen? Because we need help. Let me suggest to you, as I say good morning to you, let me suggest three areas in which the Lord can help us with our mouth. Number one, we can get help through prayer. We can get help. And as I move on the road on my journey, we're all on the journey, y'all. And the word has been saying all along, men should always pray, Sparks. But somehow, we saw like the man falling off the cliff one day. He was falling and he was hollering, "Oh, Lord, save me, Jesus." And as he fell, that was a limb, he reached out and caught it. And said, "That's all right, Lord, I got it." And that's the way some people are. "That's all right, Lord. But you really don't have your life." Amen. Ain't nobody got their life. Everybody needs some help. Is that all right? So a man as spiritual minded as David, he said, "Let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart, Lord, help me to get my mind right so I can get my words right." Because if you never get your thoughts right, you'll never get your words right. You know why a lot of folks keep foolishness, keep pouring out? Foolishness in, foolishness out. Is that all right? There's a term in computer lingo called giggle. Garbage in, garbage out. Is that right? Foolishness in, foolishness out. So the first thing to do is recognize the power of prayer. The second area I suggest to you is recognize the power of words. Recognize the power of words. Can we look at a few passages? Listen to this. There's power in words. Amen. A word, look at it, 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. Something about a well-timed word. Amen. The Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. The Bible says grievous words stir up anger. Look at Proverbs 15. Look at verse 1. Grievous words. Amen. Anybody ever said something to you, made you angry? You see that? Look at this. Sparks are all day. A soft, 15:1, a soft answer does what? Turn away wrath, but what? Harsh words. Harsh words. Because words are powerful. Look at Proverbs 16, verse 24. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Power of words, recognize. Number one, pray about it. Number two, recognize that when you speak, you unleashing great power in the world. Amen. Amen. Your words might turn a life around. Your words might bring somebody back from the brink of disaster. Look what he say, 16:24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb. What, sweet to the soul. And health to the bones. Oh, when you talk to me right. Oh, it gave me health and strength, Ron. Yes, when you said, brother, I believe you're going to be all right. Yeah. Yeah. Brother, I know you made a mess this time, but I still believe in you. Yeah. I ain't giving up on you. No, recognize the power. Anyway, here's the third thing. And the third thing's about help is to accept the instructions of the Bible on word. Number one, it lets us know to be slow to speak. Slow to speak. Amen. Swift to hear. Slow to anger. Amen. So before somebody may say something, it may upset you. But before you speak, gather yourself. Amen. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. Why you count? I'm trying to keep from cussing you out. Come on, y'all. Is that all right? 8, 9, 10. You got to count. Gather yourself. Compose yourself. Is that all right? Amen. What was that commercial? Was that Excedrin? Sure, you got a headache, but don't take it out on me. Was that an Excedrin commercial, Sister Moss? She didn't see that one. Well, I know Claudia know what it was. If she don't know, just take my word for it. Amen. And then the Bible says, not only that, it says, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Let your speech. And it's best if you can't say words that's going to help somebody, then it's best not to say any words at all. Amen? That they may minister grace to the hearer. Amen. So accept the biblical instructions about words. Amen. And you know, sometimes parents misunderstand this concept when they talk to their children. You're in the position of authority, but you're still dealing with a human being, albeit a small human being, that's under your authority. Now, perhaps some of us grew up and the parenting style was to yell at you. Get in there and do what I told you. But you talk back to me, I go upside your head. Anybody can relate to that? Yeah. And sometime, mama, when she was showing up in the fire, when that thing was nil, she used to get it. Get in there. But she had to do it because I needed that. Come on, y'all. But I'm saying, Even though you're in the position of authority, you're in the seat of authority. We even got to talk to our children in a better way. Because it appears sometimes that some people are so thoughtless and so insensitive. Amen? We don't agree with this LGBT agenda. But we do have to admit that people in that community have been verbally abused. Come on, y'all. Y'all might as well say amen. We don't agree with it. We can't agree with it. But we don't have to just abuse people. If you're ever going to win them, you got to show them the love of Jesus. Is that all right? So, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord. Help me. I don't want to. I don't need to say that. Is that all right? And so as I say good morning to you, and as I go to my seat, Sister Johnson, I can say the Lord is the strength of my life. Sister Faye, whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the light, Brother Ron, of my salvation. Yes, sir. Of whom shall I fear? And Brother Spelling, I'm reminded of an old hymn. I know you know it. It said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. For no other help I know. Lord, if you withdraw yourself from me. Lord, if you don't help my mouth. Oh, Lord, if you don't help my mind, what am I going to do? I'm so glad that God, he knows what he's doing. God knows what he's talking about. The Lord knows how to develop a program. The Lord knows how to make a world. God knows how to make a man. He scooped dust from the ground and shake man's body and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life. And man, yes, sir, became a living soul. I tell you, he knew what he's doing. He looked around and said, it ain't good for man to be alone. He know how to perform an operation. He know how to administer anesthesia. He put the man to sleep, opened up his side, took out a rib, formed a woman, made her beautiful, made her fantastic, made her fine, and brought her to the man. And the man said, oh, look at him. This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. And if he knows how to do all that, he can help me with my thoughts. He can help me with my mouth. Is that all right? And so I can say, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. And my Redeemer, Sister Sperling, I know I can't tame my tongue, but I know a man who can. Yeah. Brother Wyatt, that was a man nobody could control. He lived in the graveyard. He tore up chains. He ran folks off. But when Jesus got through with him, he was tamed. He was sitting down. He was clothed. And he was in his right mind. And God can make you put on some clothes. Make you sit down. And make you be in your right mind. Maybe you can't tame it. But God can tame it. Amen? And that's why I say, as I said good morning, Lord, you are the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Lord, you are the light of my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? And I was telling my dear sister, Sister Juliet Ryan, we thank God for her. One of the most amazing stories of all time, God came down from heaven. God came down from heaven. Lived in this world among sinful people. Yes, he did. Healed the sick, opened the eyes of the blind, made crippled legs walk, twisted limbs straightened at his touch, raised the dead, fed the hungry. Then he went way out yonder. The Lord did. Died upon the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary. Took him down, Jimmy. They took the Son of God down from the grave. Buried him, my Lord, in the tomb. But early Sunday morning, he got up before the dew came down and kissed the roses. He got up before the rooster said cock-a-doodle-doo. He got up before the rooster said good morning. With all power in his hand. Greatest story ever told. And if you don't respond to that, something wrong with you. You got to be out your mind to not to respond to the love of God. And I want to tell you, I got some good news for you. Good news. Great news. You're blessed by the best. Amen. And you got help for every dimension of your life. No area God can't help you in. God will never tell you, I can't help you. Folks will tell you that, though. Huh? I can't help you. What you telling me for? I can't help you. But that's not the case with the Lord. That's the message. Would you stand, please? That's the message. Look around and tell your neighbor. Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Say it again, neighbor. Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. Once again, Lord, help me. I don't need to say that. I don't need to say that. Amen. Amen. Lord, use my mouth to help somebody. Say that, Lord. Use my mouth. Help somebody. Lord, use my mouth to bless somebody. Lord, use my mouth to heal somebody. Is that all right? And if I do that, I'll make a better world. Amen? I will make a better world. And one of the greatest things you can do with your mouth is make the good confession. That's done with the mouth. Make the good confession. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I've made that confession and I ain't taking it back. I ain't taking it back, man. I'm going to stay with that confession. Amen. And I'm going to keep on confessing him to the day I die. Can anybody say amen to that? I'm going to stay with the Lord to the day I die. Amen. If you're here this morning and you need the Lord's help, he's ready and he's willing to help you. Amen? But Brother Moss, I'm not a child of God. What do I have to do? You got to hear the gospel, how the Lord died for you. You got to believe it. Repent of your sins, confess Christ, be baptized. Amen. If you're a child of God and you say, well, I've really been struggling. Amen. I'm having a hard time. I'm going through something. I understand. Lord can help you. Amen. I said things I didn't intend to say, and when I said it, I regret I said it. Brother Moses, is it any help for me? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amen. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. And when you do that, you can say this: I am going on with Jesus just the same. Well, I am going on with Jesus just the same. Oh, you may talk, all up. Oh, you may scandalize my name. I am going on with Jesus just the same.